Among the new details released on Monday afternoon's media briefing were the names of those killed in the mass shooting. Colorado Springs Police Chief Adrian Vasquez said authorities were identifying the victims as they identified themselves. He read the names of the five individuals who died after the gunman entered a gay club in Colorado Springs on Saturday night and opened fire.
The first person I'll identify is Kelly Loving. Kelly's pronouns are she, her. Daniel Aston. Daniel's pronouns are he, him. Derek Rump. Derek's pronouns are he, him. Ashley Paugh, and that's P-A-U-G-H. Ashley's pronouns are she, her. Raymond Green Vance. Raymond's pronouns are he, him.
According to reports from clubgoers, the shooter opened fire shortly before midnight with what eyewitnesses say was a military-style gun. Police have identified the suspected attacker as a 22-year-old local man whose name matches that of a person with an arrest record for past threats of violence against his mother. The armed man shot close to 24 people before a retired Army veteran, hearing the shots, ran through the crowd, grabbed the gun, and struck the attacker with the weapon several times. A second club patron helped him subdue the shooter. The veteran, Richard Fierro, told the New York Times that he was at the club with his wife and daughter for the drag show. When he heard the shots, he went into survival mode. U.S. Attorney Cole Finnegan called Fierro heroic at Monday's media briefing.
I had the opportunity before I came here today to talk to Richard Fierro, identified as one of the two heroes that subdued the suspect in this case. And in my opinion, I think the opinion of everyone involved saved a lot of lives. I have never encountered a person who had engaged in such heroic actions that was so humble about it. He simply said to me, "I was trying to protect my family."
Since Saturday's shooting, many have called out the Colorado Springs Police Department for not enforcing Colorado's red flag law before the gunmen entered Club Q. El Paso County, where Colorado Springs is located, declared itself a Second Amendment sanctuary in 2019 after red flag laws passed across the country. Red flag laws allow law enforcement to remove guns from people deemed dangerous to themselves or others. Despite a past arrest for domestic violence, the shooter was able to acquire firearms. Chief of Police Adrian Vasquez said the department didn't have enough evidence to deem the suspect a threat.
If law enforcement has credible information that fits within the parameters of the red flag law, then we should take action on that. That's what the law is, and it allows us to do that, and we should take those actions. But as the mayor says, we have to have the right information, the probable cause. We have to have credible information to be able to do that. So if we do, then of course we should act on it.
In the meantime, some of the 17 gunshot victims remain in the hospital in critical condition. According to the U.S. attorney, no official charges have been filed against the suspect, who remains in the hospital. Authorities say they are continuing to investigate the shootings as a hate crime. They ask the public to submit any additional information or eyewitness video footage to aid in the ongoing investigation. For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.